Hi, welcome back. Couple of days left. We're going to crunch as much as we possibly can with some first inning bets for you. Yes, no run first inning. We have you covered here. All we ask in return, if you're new, of course, to the Odd Shopper channel, welcome. Make sure that you subscribe and hit that thumbs up button because we want you part of the fastest growing sports betting community on the planet. That's right. Nobody on YouTube can say that like we can say that. We actually have the plaque from YouTube. Also, we want you to be part of what's going on in the Premium Insider Access. I'll tell you about that with our awesome Discord and everything along those lines. So we have you covered whenever and whatever you need here with the Odd Shopper, the free Odd Shopper channel. And what are we going to do here in return? Make sure that what? You give us a couple of plays, a couple of free plays here that are going to hit? Absolutely. Now let's start with the Cardinals and Pirates game. As you see here on BetMGM, and yes, we will tell you about this awesome offer at BetMGM, the risk-free opportunity you can see above and below. Let's start here with the first game, and that's the Cardinals and Pirates. Remember, everything is down to the bottom of the barrel here for the regular season. St. Louis has basically figured out right now that they're playing the Phillies, and at that time, you've got Daniel Hudson on the hill. He's not going to factor into the first three games of the postseason for the Cardinals. And on the other hand, you've got JT Brubaker, who's got that 1.46 ERA. And from there, that's the bigger problem for Pittsburgh, is how are you going to keep a St. Louis team that's going to continue to use this series, this previous series in St. Louis and this one here in Pittsburgh, as batting practice for their starting pitchers? I mean, that's essentially what this is, batting practice for the Cardinals' bats against a guy in Brubaker who's got a 1.46 whip. Now, Hudson's got a 1.39 whip, so how in the hell is this a plus 105 for a Cardinals team that could easily handle this? I'm sorry, but this is fantastic value for a St. Louis team that hits well on the road. Who cares if it's Pittsburgh? Look, even the fact that it's the Pirates, they're going up against a team that's just so bad, and or at least a guy, I should say, his whip is just so bad in Daniel Hudson. So, yeah, I we want to target that. We're going to target the Royals, and I'm just saying, I mean, it doesn't make sense. It's plus 105. We kind of have to jump in that. That's all I mean. All right, here's what we're going to do. Tell you about what's happening below at BetMGM because we want you to take advantage of it. It's a really cool opportunity for you. And then we'll mesh that together with the Premium Insider Access, right? So all you need to do, it's very simple. All you need to do is sign up below at BetMGM. If you're a new user, don't worry about it. We got you covered. That's why we're here for you. Sign up below. Take that link, right? It'll bring you over to BetMGM. And from there, once you sign up your information and all, you're going to deposit up to $1,000. And when you deposit, you can use our promo code OSNRFI, or you can just simply click the link. Either way, it's the same spot, same destination. Point being, though, is that when you get there, when you get to BetMGM, your first deposit should be up to $1,000. Doesn't have to be $1,000. Could be $10, $15, $20, $100, what have you. First bet should be up to $1,000. Then it's going to be risk-free, right? So deposit what your first bet's going to be, and now you have that all risk-free. Worst case scenario, you get your bankroll that you deposited back. Best case, you might hit a play or two. You might cash a ticket or two. And from there, if you want more information as far as plays, what plays to make, why to make those plays, that's where the Premium Insider Access comes in. That's where you can sign up below and be part of our Discord and hit Ben Raza, Matt Gajewski, Greg Ehrenberg, Eric Lindquist, myself, Laufey. You can hit us all up. Shander and Laufey. I'll use my last name so Laufey doesn't feel isolated that he's the only one who we refer to like that. Although, no, everybody else last name, just not. He's hockey last name. Everybody else gets their last name. He's hockey last name. Like Lindy, I guess, technically. But Lindy's not. He's a golfer. He's not a hockey guy. All right, let's go on over to this game here. I mean, my goodness. Daniel Lynch with a 1.55 whip. Hey, Cal Quantrill's on the hill, 14-5. Man, this guy's getting some run support with that 1.22 whip. He's surviving. He's getting into some jams, but he's surviving. You got to give him credit. He's pulling himself out of a hole or two, but he's definitely digging. He's definitely behind the digging more so than not. So if I'm looking at this game specifically, I want to make sure that the innings here is not ridiculous. But it, I mean, look, again, at plus 110, both of these teams, I shouldn't say both. The Royals are shit. We get it. The Guardians are not going to hit for extreme power here. But my goodness, both of these teams have pitchers that are going to put guys on the base path. Daniel Lynch right now with a 1.55 whip is basically ensuring that a member of the Guardians is going to be on the base path in the first inning. On top of that, we know how difficult Cleveland is to strike out. So you really have a slanted play here that favors the Guardians. I was going to call them the other one. The Guardians scoring early here. And to be fair, we haven't done that all year. I don't know why that just popped in. But even with Cal Quantrill, who's a good pitcher, he's not a shitty pitcher. He's not a bad pitcher. He's not anywhere like he's better than Daniel Hudson, the guy we just talked about, but he does have a whip and it's a little leaky. And at 1-2-2, you can get to him. And if it is the Guardians just preparing for the postseason to get Quantrill still some innings in his rotation, then so be it. But we can take advantage of that. And that's exactly what I want to do. You know, we try and target guys with absurd whips, even if it is smaller sample sizes. And that's where I think we can go next to this Orioles game, because again, with playoffs decided, teams' fates settled, it's easy to just lose focus. And I know Baltimore disappointment and what have you with not scoring. And again, like, will there be a run in the first inning? I think we have to take this at plus money. Let's see. You can hit me up in the comments section, what things shift and change and how much they move, what have you. But I mean, all three of these make a lot of sense, especially at plus money. And if you want to look at Bauman or White, two guys with smaller sample sizes, openers, if you will, just getting through the first or second inning, these guys are again, loading up base runners. These guys, again, White, I don't care how small the sample size is, 1.72 and 1.45 for Bauman, that's not good. And this is attackable by two teams, one gearing up for the postseason and the other that's just realized their fate is sealed, but still can hit and still there's offense to target. So I absolutely think that we can take advantage of this and push forward where, yeah, we're going three yes run first innings and we'll run them back here for you in a second, but we're playing the value. And I'm actually surprised that none of these three have moved. Really? So let's work it back. We're going yes at plus 110 in Baltimore. Yes at plus 110 in Cleveland. Yes at plus 105 in Pittsburgh. There you have it. Again, hit the thumbs up button. Make sure you're subscribed across the board. We want you to be a part of this thing here. And also take advantage of what's happening at BetMGM. This promo code, it doesn't matter. You know, I get that a lot. Like, do I do the promo code? Do I do the link? No, just either one is fine. Either one's okay. You can do the promo code. You can do the link. It's okay. We don't care. Whatever you do is fine with us. But it's going to bring you to BetMGM, and then you can sign up, and then you can do whatever you need there as far as how much you want to deposit. Again, I just want to let you know this just to remind you, because a lot of you have not signed up at BetMGM, and you may not want to sign up right now because you think you have to put $1,000 into this. You don't. It does not need to be $1,000. It could be $5. It could be $25. It could be $100. It could be $500, what have you. It does not have to be $1,000. So take advantage of what you can and then pop in. Say hi to us on our premium insider access. You know, it's that easy. It's that simple, right? You've been hanging for a while. You want another one? I'll give you a bonus. You all have been chilling here. I actually think this game goes under and there's a no here. Decent pitching matchup, one in which I think you can get through in Cincinnati without a run. So I think you all have been hanging here long enough. You've been chilling with us all season. We've been doing really well in these weird smaller market videos like the no run first inning. So we'll get one more in tomorrow before the regular season closes down. But just wanted to throw a little bone here, a little extra here. I'm here. You're here. We're all hanging here. Why the hell not? Right? Let's cash them.